morning, this is Anthony and Michael with your 11 a.m. set lines. In local news, the amount of oxycodone Australians are using has almost halved. This is due to new studies detecting opioid levels in wastewater, which has created changes towards prescription guidelines. Dr. Van Hagen expressed that oxycodone use has decreased nationally from 120 milligrams to 65 mg a day per 1,000 people from August 2019 to December 2020. Oxycodone is often used to treat acute and chronic pain, but it also includes the risks of addiction and death.
Yesterday marked the last day MPs sat in Parliament before the Queensland state election on October 26th. It was also the last time six Queensland MPs will be sitting in Parliament, as three Labor MPs and three Liberal will not be contesting their seats in the upcoming election. This includes Kate Jones, Anthony Lynham and Coralie O'Rourke for Labor, and Mark McArdle, Ted Sorensen and Simone Wilson for the Liberal Party.
In national news, a study by the Cancer Council of New South Wales in conjunction with the University of Sydney shows those who vape as teenagers are five times more likely to become smokers. According to the investigation, the younger that someone tried vapes, the more likely that they are to be smokers as adults. 12-year-olds that had tried vaping were found to be 29 times more likely to try smoking than those who had not.
Senior military officers who have committed war crimes in Afghanistan have had their medals stripped by the federal government, with potential for further prosecution. Defence Minister Richard Marles has made the move in response to the Brereton inquiry into war crimes committed in Afghanistan, along with 138 more responses to the 143 findings. Mr. Marles said the atrocities that occurred during the two-decade-long war was a national shame.
In international news, billionaire Jared Isaacman has become the first non-government affiliated astronaut to complete a spacewalk above Earth. The five-day trip called Polaris Dawn was the first of three flights in the Polaris program and was personally financed by Mr. Isaacman's credit card company, Shift4, and Elon Musk's SpaceX company. Mr. Isaacman said when interviewed that when looking at Earth from here, it surely looks like a perfect world.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Brisbane, it's time to support upcoming artists.
Up Next Fest is bringing the freshest rappers to the stage.